From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. The design was deliberate. The Department of Homeland Security losing funding this Friday unless President Obama backed down on an executive order suspending deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The GOP saw leverage in that threat, but Americans care about Homeland Security. Now there's a huge scramble on in Washington. What comes out of this? This hour on Point, the battle in Washington right now. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Who is overreaching here? The president? The GOP? And how should this end? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. With us first today from Washington, Paul King, congressional reporter for The Washington Post. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure thing. Anytime, Tom.
And from Miami, Alan Gomez joins us, immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan Gomez, welcome back to On Point.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So, Paul, as we sit here right now, is the train still headed toward this defunding moment on Friday?
The train is heading toward a split, a split in the rail lines, to use this analogy.
Okay.
And we're not sure that it's going to take the safe exit onto the non-shutdown track. You know, Mitch McConnell last night, he introduced a bill and set up votes for a bill that would deal with this immigration issue, the immigration executive actions that Obama has taken, the 2014 one, December 2014. And he is trying to get all the energy and focus and the controversy off of the DHS funding bill and onto just a separate bill that doesn't tie any of this funding to Homeland Security and all the other things that the agency does. He wants to try and get the focus off of the immigration focus off of the DHS funding bill and onto just a small, narrow legislative piece that would allow essentially possibly a free, clean DHS funding bill to go through.
But help us here, Paul. Wouldn't the bottom line still be no funding? I mean, it has to be House and Senate on the same page now, right? Republicans may control both, and they may be headed in opposite directions. But without both, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, unfunded, isn't it?
Yes, that's the other problem. If he's successful in the Senate and just gets everybody or most of his Republican caucus on board and they decide to do this, they still have to get it through the House of Representatives. And right now the House isn't really in a posture where it wants to. It feels like this ruling last week from a judge that said these executive actions were he put a hold on those actions. They think that validates their action so far, and they think that validates their critique of Obama. And they're the ones pushing right now to stay on your track that heads you right toward a shutdown.
So shut down unless they both come around. What's John Boehner saying? He's the head of the Republican Party in the House, Speaker of the House. Is he saying we'll compromise with the Senate here? Is he talking with Mitch McConnell openly about joining that? Or is he still with his sort of hard bar, no way, no how group?
As of late yesterday, McConnell had made his public remarks. Boehner knew they were coming. Boehner's office put out a vague statement that basically said this new bill will, you know, put a lie to Democrats and we'll see if they really do want to repeal Obama's executive actions. Right now, I think Boehner is just kind of in that familiar position that we've seen for the last 4 years where he doesn't quite know how much support he has and where he can move without facing some real conservative rebellion.
Alan Gomez, what about immigrants watching all this? Some of them were on the verge of getting into this, talk about a clean bill, of getting into this sort of clean legal status where they wouldn't have to worry about being deported for some time anyway. Does it look as though the president's executive order is going to stand? This is a complicated nest here between the legislative challenge and the judicial challenge. Does it look as though President Obama's initiative will stand, Alan, on immigration?
Yeah, this is a difficult position where that the president has been in for quite some time now, where he's kind of getting heat from the obviously from Congress trying to stop his executive actions. And now he's got at least one judge who is holding up his process. So where that leaves all these undocumented immigrants, basically, as of last week, there were, I mean, close to 5 million undocumented immigrants were going to be eligible to receive legal status and to receive work permits, social security numbers. You know, finally, they were going to be able to be here legally and, mm-hmm. and go about their lives without that fear. And 24 hours before the application process was to begin is when the judge issued his ruling, striking it down. So you literally had thousands of people with their applications in hand, all their paperwork that they'd collected, ready to apply for this program. And then, boom, it was taken away from them. And now we've entered the legal limbo of the appeals process and all of that. And who knows how long that's going to take.
Alan, this president, President Obama, has been a big deporter, a kind of deporter in chief, some of the biggest numbers of deportations we have ever seen in his administration. Why did he make this change in the first place to come around and say, okay, we're going to put, by executive order, put the brakes on deportation, give some legal status?
Well, talk about another difficult situation for the president on immigration. From the beginning of his presidency, he's been hit by both sides, both Republicans saying that he's been too lenient on deportations and by undocumented immigrants who claim that he is the deporter in chief, as they like to call him. His administration does deport about 400,000 undocumented immigrants a year. But what Republicans will say is that the vast majority of those are people that are just caught on the border, shipped back, and they're just kind of counting them in that tally. So, yeah, he's facing heat from both sides, but throughout he has maintained that he's been hoping for Congress to reach some sort of resolution, some sort of broad immigration solution that will rid this problem. And he says he's given them time. He keeps, you know, a couple of years ago, the Senate actually passed a very broad immigration bill that would have done just that. The House refused to even take it up. And so he says he was forced into this action by the inaction of Congress.
Paul, help us understand the heart of the Republican resistance here. As you read it, and I know there's some discretion how one might read this, but is this about presidential overreach primarily at its heart, or is it about opposition to the president's actual policy move on immigration, giving some kind of temporary legal status to these millions?
I think it's both. It's definitely both there. There is a large block of opposition on the policy front to this bill, especially in the House. That's why, as you said, the House never moved at all. They never considered an immigration bill. They never considered a border security bill. And that's because they fundamentally come from a much more conservative place than most of the Republican Party nationwide. These House Republicans all come from narrowly crafted districts that are very conservative, and they all tend to get reelected with a comfortable 60% margin. And so they are on a policy front opposed to the president here. On that, in the Senate, though, you did have a good block of about 14, 15 Republicans who supported the immigration bill that would have done through regular legislative means would have gone further than these executive actions. Now, those Republicans who were supportive of the legislative version of this, you've got people like Lindsey Graham Lamar Alexander, who are out there very angry about this executive action because they feel that it is an overreach of his power. And it also gives them a measure, a way into which they can criticize Obama on immigration and sort of appeal to their conservative base who aren't happy with their vote from 2 years ago, but they can attack Obama on this executive action in a way that might mollify some of the opposition to them back home.
But a real split on whether to defund or stop funding for the Department of Homeland Security right now. You quote John McCain saying just last night, we need to fund the Department of Homeland Security. We cannot shut down the Department of Homeland Security. And then he repeats it. I said we cannot shut down the Department of Homeland Security. Of course, Americans looking out, seeing all kinds of security threats right now in the world. The White House very aware that that's going on. So is the Secretary for Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. He was on Face the Nation on Sunday saying that a shutdown would make it harder for the United States to stay ahead of the challenge his department faces, including the Islamic State.
I'm pushing my headquarters staff to stay one step ahead of ISIL, one step ahead of our challenges on aviation security, one step ahead in terms of monitoring our illegal migration, our border security on the southern border. If we shut down, my headquarters staff is dialed back to a skeleton. And so that hampers our ability to do that.
That sounds kind of scary right now. A lot of Republicans know it, don't want to go there. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, here he was on ABC's This Week.
The worst possible outcome for this nation is to defund the Department of Homeland Security, given the multiple threats we face to our homeland, and I will not be part of that.
But you've got a tough core of Republicans who do not want to compromise on this. We're going to hear from that wing in this hour. Alan Gomez, is this all a prelude to some big kind of immigration reform at some point down the road, or is this the perpetual problem that never gets solved and here we come again and again to the brink?
Let's look at it this way. In the last Congress, the Senate, in one of those rare moments of bipartisan joy and happiness, came together and passed a comprehensive bill. A dozen Republicans voted for the bill. And the House didn't take up that bill. The House didn't offer up any of their own solutions and just didn't get to anything. So that was probably the best hope we had for an immigration plan. Now add that the president went ahead and did this executive action, potentially legalizing up to 5 million undocumented immigrants. Now we're getting to the brink of a shutdown. And, oh, right around the corner, we have the 2016 election, which is a time that a lot of people in Congress don't like to wade into things like immigration. I think the more time passes, the less likely that we're going to see any sort of miraculous coming together where they all say, OK, now let's sit down and get a big immigration bill passed.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about the standoff in Washington over homeland security, immigration policy, and President Obama's executive order that would suspend deportation for up to 5 million undocumented immigrants. Republicans going right to the edge and maybe over to say no to the president. They are pointing at the Democrats and saying they could stop all this as well. So far, our public opinion seems to be really looking more critically at the Republicans. We'll hear from a very prominent one on that front. Paul Kane is with us, covers Congress for The Washington Post. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today with us out of Miami. Been a lot of talk on Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats. Here's the Democrat Steve Israel of New York urging lawmakers to pass Homeland Security funding with no immigration restrictions.
It is bitterly cold out here, but if you want some hot air, you go inside and listen to these Republicans talk about how they're the party of national security and homeland security. That's their talk, but their inaction means that they are flirting with literal disaster.
Republicans say this is not hot air. These are important issues. We're going to hear that in 1 second. Jay Johnson, head of the Department of Homeland Security, says most employees would still have to come to work under the law, but they wouldn't be paid.
People on the front lines, aviation security, maritime security, will be forced to come to work without a paycheck. And so for the working men and women of my department to have to work without a paycheck is very significant and very serious. And Congress needs to appreciate that.
Federal judge came in and said the Obama administration didn't go about this right, put a stay on the executive order. John McCain, Republican of Arizona, says that's the way to get out of this pickle.
I don't believe we will. We now have an exit sign, and that is the federal court decision saying that the president's actions unilaterally are unconstitutional.
That is, he doesn't believe they will actually cut the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, but that's not clear yet. Paul Kane in Washington, Alan Gomez in Miami, please stand by. With us right now from Urbana, Ohio, is Congressman Representative Jim Jordan, represents Ohio's 4th District, sort of snaking up through north central Ohio, north and a bit east of John Boehner's district. He serves on the House Judiciary Committee, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He's chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Pretty tough bunch on these issues. Congressman Jordan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good to be with you today, Tom.
Are you ready to stand down in the face of fears that we may have a national security vulnerability if the funding doesn't go ahead?
Tom, the fundamental question is this. How do you fund something a federal judge has said is unconstitutional? That's the question that Mr. Israel needs to answer. That's the question the president needs to answer, and Democrats in the United States Senate need to answer. How do you fund something that everyone knows, that the president 22 times himself said was unconstitutional.
But Congressman, that is literally not what's being funded, right? Literally, the funding issue is around the Department of Homeland Security, which is not in question in the judge's ruling.
And Tom, we've passed a bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security, and what we've said in that bill is no monies can be used to further implement the president's unconstitutional action, not defined by Jim Jordan, but by a federal judge just last week. No money can be used to fund that. Now,
so,
that is exactly where the American people are. Fund DHS, but don't fund something that they know shouldn't be funded and that a federal judge shouldn't be funded. And, oh, by the way, the president said himself 22 times shouldn't be done. And yet that's what Democrats insist. You have to give money for that, even though a judge has said it's unconstitutional.
You keep conflating the two.
Shut down DHS for that reason. Now, that makes no sense at all.
But what the funding is for DHS. The legal fight is over immigration, executive authority in particular, and how it's implemented.
Tom,
right?
We just last month, we were sworn into Congress, and we take an oath to uphold the Constitution. So we took an oath to do that. If we know something is unconstitutional, not again by our definition, even though I think it is, but by a federal judge's ruling, how can we appropriate money for that?
Well, here's one way that some people...
You have to do that. You have to do that, Republicans, or we're going to shut down the Department of Homeland Security. We think it's more important that 5 million illegals get the ability to go back and get the refundable tax credit. We think that's more important for them than it is to pay TSA agents and border security agents. That is a ridiculous position, but that's the position that the Democrats have taken. And it's just flat out wrong.
What, you've got a bunch of people in your party now, Congressman Jordan, saying, let this go through the courts. The judge has ruled this way. There'll be an appeal or there'll be legal action here further. Let that take its own course. John McCain calls it an exit out of this knot that you're in, headed toward defunding Homeland Security. What about it?
I appreciate the court's decision. I think it was the judge's decision was right, but that doesn't mean we have to somehow abdicate our responsibility to do the constitutionally correct thing. So our responsibility is exactly what our legislation that the House sent to the Senate over a month ago and says fund DHS at the level Democrats all agreed with. It's not like we're cutting at those levels, but don't fund the unconstitutional action of the president. Tom, it cannot be any plainer, any simpler, and yet for the Democrats to say, oh, no, you have to change. No, we're with the American people. We're with the president. We're with 7 Senate Democrats said last November what the president did was unconstitutional, and they now have changed their position. Those are the guys you need to have on your program.
Well, we're going to hear from Chris Van Hollen here. We're going to hear from them. To be clear again, the funding is about the Department of Homeland Security. Did you grab the wrong piece of leverage here? Is that possible? This is a kind of a third rail. You know, you're hanging on to it tight, and we get it because you care a lot about this issue, but Americans are worried about Homeland Security. Was this the wrong place to look for leverage?
Well, you can second-guess the strategy that was undertaken. I'm not here to do that. What I'm here to say is it's the right thing to do to say we're not going to fund something unconstitutional. And more importantly, or just as importantly, something that's unfair. How is it fair for non-citizen illegals to be able to go back and get 3 years earned income tax credit refunds? How is that fair to taxpayers? How is it fair as our Secretary of State, who testified in Congress 2 weeks ago, who said now it's going to be much easier and potentially for non-citizens to participate in our election process, sent a letter to the President, sent a letter to the Ohio delegation, testified in front of Congress saying that could take. How is that fair? So there's the unfairness component as well. But the fundamental issue is still this. We take an oath to uphold the Constitution. A federal judge has said this is unconstitutional. How in the world can we fund it? And why in the world...
But it's not about funding. It's
something that's unconstitutional.
But it's not about funding the president's executive order. It's about funding the Department of Homeland Security, right?
And we have done that. We have funded the Department of Homeland Security, and we have said you cannot use any money for the unconstitutional activity, and yet the Democrats insist upon keeping that language out of the bill.
Why
do they insist upon keeping that out of the bill, Tom?
We'll ask them. May I ask you,
that's the fundamental question.
We'll ask it. What's your bigger issue here? Is it the president's use of executive authority, or is it the immigration reform itself, suspending the deportation of this 4 or 5 million undocumented immigrants? Which of those is your bigger concern?
Obviously, both are important, but the fundamental concern, as I've said several times, is the constitutional issue. We all learned in high school civics class, you have separate and equal branches of government. If the president gets away with this, what's next?
Well, you know what the judge said was, it wasn't exactly...
He's going to raise the debt ceiling on his own? I mean, what is next? So this is one where I think it's critical that we stand up and win this, particularly in light of the fact that a federal judge has ruled our position is the accurate and correct position.
You're going to the Constitution, though. You know very well that his ruling was very narrow. He said they did not sufficiently allow time for comment.
5 million people.
You're veering off again. It was a legal opinion. It wasn't about immigrants. It was about how the executive order was implemented.
The Procedures Act. I get that too, but it's also the magnitude of it, Tom. You can't escape the fact that it's an executive order applying to 5 million people.
Are you open to a full immigration reform package coming through Congress? And if it came through, would you be open? What kind of solution would you offer for these 5 million people who have a pretty difficult time living and working in this country?
Look, we had in the last Congress, I'm on the Judiciary Committee. Yep. We had actually passed some things in a bipartisan fashion in a step-by-step approach that actually were designed to address some of the concerns in our immigration system. What we need is a system that works better for legal immigrants, quicker, faster for people who come here the right way, not the wrong way, who do it legally, who follow the law. After all, we're a nation that's driven by the rule of law. So, but again, we keep coming back to this point. If the president won't adhere to the rule of law and does something unconstitutional, as ruled by a federal judge just last week, that still is the key issue, and that's what's at stake here.
Let's get a call for you, Congressman, if I may, from Bowling Green, Kentucky, not so far south. Rob, thank you for calling. Rob, you're on the air with Congressman Jim Jordan.
Hi, Tom. I just have a general question and comment. There's an old joke that says, what's the opposite of pro? It would be con. So what's the opposite of progress? It would be Congress. And it seems to me, in the current climate of the past several years, that is more true than ever before. I do believe that Republicans, for the most part, have been lockstep trying to block anything that the president does. In the midterm elections last year, they promised that if they had a majority, they could get things done. But now, 2 months into the majority, they're still worried about blocking progress instead of actually getting things done. And hopefully one of your panelists can, you know, explain that to me a little bit.
We'll take it right to Congressman Jordan. Jim Jordan, what do you say?
Well, of course we want to get things done that are good for American families, good for the country. We've passed a bill that we think makes some sense on energy policy. The president's going to veto that, passed in a strong bipartisan fashion in both houses. So we're willing to do things that make sense for the country. We just need the president to help us on that and actually sign that legislation. But he said he's going to veto that. But that misses the point. The point is the American people spoke loud and clear last November. This was a big issue. This issue of the president's unconstitutional actions relative to immigration. It was a big issue in the campaign. Now we have a federal judge who confirms the position we articulated in the campaign, that the American people supported in the campaign when they threw out Democrats and gave control to the U.S. Senate to Republicans, and we're supposed to back away. But we are, in fact, doing exactly what the voters elected us to do in November. And we have a federal judge who validates that position, and somehow, oh no, we're the ones who are in the wrong. That makes no common sense.
Congressman Jim Jordan with us from Urbana, Ohio, chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Very tough on this issue of presidential policy, immigration, and if need be, homeland security. Dave in Des Moines, Iowa, you're on with Jim Jordan.
Hey, Congressman Jordan, I understand your point, but you are conflating the two things. As a former Coast Guardsman, I think it's highly unpatriotic of what you're going to be asking this country to do. You've picked the wrong ball here. The Coast Guard is already underfunded, is using cardboard rat guards. It's the only thing keeping these frozen waterways open. And your nonsense is going to shut it down. Now, you can put it back into the Department of the Navy or the Department of Transportation or wherever you want to put it. But what you're doing, is unpatriotic. I know you don't care. You don't care about anything. Except your own little agenda.
Dave, we've got it. Congressman Jordan, what about those Americans who are worried about national security if you hit the Department of Homeland Security?
Tom, everyone's worried about national security. We know how serious this threat is. So for the president to insist that it's more important for 5 million illegal non-citizens to get tax benefits, to be a part of our Social Security system, to potentially participate in elections as, not my word, but Secretary of State from our state who testified in front of Congress, for him to insist that's more important than paying the people David just was talking about, that's the president's response. He's the he's the commander-in-chief. He's the one insisting on this, and his party's insisting on this. And again, I don't know how I can say it any stronger. A federal judge said the position we have taken is the right position.
Well, we know what he said, and let me get one more. Gabe in Cambridge, Massachusetts, you're on with Congressman Jim Jordan, Gabe.
Hey, Tom. So look, you know, I understand there's a lot of concern about border security and, people coming here to take other people's jobs. But, really at the end of the day, I think this is all just, good old-fashioned American racism. When they wanted to integrate the lunch counters and the swimming pools, people didn't say, no, you can't do it because we're racist. They said, no, you can't do it because it's a health issue. And when they wanted to integrate the schools, they said, no, you can't do it. Not because we're racist, but because it's an education issue. But you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, this is just, looking for another, people to blame, people to get worked up about.
Gabe, we've got it. Let me take it. Jim Jordan, how do you respond?
It's laughable. I mean, because I think it's unfair that legal immigrants of whatever color now have to wait longer because the president did something unconstitutional for illegals, then I get called racist. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world, because I'm following the Constitution. This is laughable. The president has said, back to Dave's question, the president has said it's more important for illegals to have benefits conferred on them. That's more important in an unconstitutional way as defined by the federal judge's ruling last week. That's more important than funding the Coast Guard, funding transportation.
Well, he didn't, in fairness, he did not set up that choice. Republicans did. If John Boehner comes to you, Congressman, and says, Jim, I need your help. We can't be seen as the party of paralysis. We got to get out of this. Let's take that judge's ruling and make that our victory and go ahead and fund Homeland Security. Will you go with him?
No, that'd be a violation of the oath I took. I'm not going to fund something that I know is unconstitutional and a federal judge has confirmed is unconstitutional. How can I do that? How does that comport and square with the oath we take to uphold the Constitution, Tom? Answer me that.
We'll put the question to a Democrat in just a minute. We appreciate you joining us today, Congressman Jim Jordan, Ohio's 4th District, Chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Take care. Paul Kane, you cover Congress for the Washington Post. If John Boehner comes to Jim Jordan for a compromise, it doesn't sound like there's much room to work.
No, the what McCain calls the exit sign, the judicial ruling last week, is more like the extra shot of spine in the back for Jordan and the right wing flank inside the House GOP caucus. You know, that last line he says, "I'm not going to fund something I know is unconstitutional and a federal judge confirmed is unconstitutional." So where a lot of senior Senate Republicans see that ruling as their sort of off-ramp to avoid this major, major clash and to let this issue be taken into the courts and handled that way, to a lot of House Republicans, they're seeing it as the sign to fight on, that the federal judge said, hey, you guys are right, fight on, fight on. So it's going to be a real tricky situation, and I have a feeling that, like a lot of these showdowns in the last 4 years, that this is going to end up – the ball is going to end up back in the House Republican court, and they're going to have to be the ones that settle this.
Alan Gomez, just 10 seconds here, but it doesn't sound like there's a lot of movement toward any kind of immigration reform hitched to that view of the world right now.
Yeah, if they're sticking to this fight as hard as they are, again, the idea that they're going to come back for an immigration plan is very hard to believe.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point, and we're talking this hour about the standoff over Homeland Security, immigration policy, and presidential authority that is underway right now in Washington. Republicans going right to the edge and maybe over to say no to the president on his executive order around immigration that would let maybe 5 million undocumented immigrants stay in this country temporarily, at least, not facing deportation, waiting for some bigger reform from Washington. Paul Kane is with us. He covers Congress for The Washington Post. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today. He's with us from Miami. Senate and House may be going different ways, Republicans here. Jay Johnson, head of Homeland Security, saying he's trying to figure out who to work with, how to go forward.
I'm a little frustrated, frankly, because when I talk to my friends on the Senate side, they say, go talk to the House. And when I go talk to my friends on the House side, they say, it's not me. I passed my bill. Go talk to the Senate.
That on ABC's This Week on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press is saying this is not a good time for the Department of Homeland Security with the TSA and FEMA and the Secret Service all in it to go without funding.
It's bizarre and absurd that we're even having this discussion in these challenging times, given the global terrorist threat we've just been talking about, given the harsh winter we're in the midst of, and all the other things I need to do.
Not to mention, Al-Shabaab, the Somali kind of terror outfit, making its comments about going after the Mall of America, right in the middle of all this, weirdly. With us right now from Washington, Representative Chris Van Hollen, Democrat, Maryland's 8th District, ranking member on the House Budget Committee, right in the middle of the money issue here. Congressman Chris Van Hollen, welcome back to On Point.
Tom, it's great to be with you.
Do you think this is going right to the edge and over?
Well, it's certainly going right to the edge. You just heard my colleague Jim Jordan again say that Republicans are willing to cut off funding for the Department of Homeland Security unless they get their way with respect to the president's immigration policy. That's a reckless position. I think the overwhelming majority in the country recognize that's a reckless position. You've got a growing number of Republican members of Congress, like Senator McCain, recognizing that that's irresponsible. The only question will be whether at the end of the day, Speaker Boehner allows the House to vote up or down on a clean bill, assuming that one comes out of the Senate.
A clean bill that would just give or not give funding to the Department of Homeland Security. You may be right about the bottom line, Congressman Van Hollen, but to be very precise, what Congressman Jordan said was that the president's exercise of executive authority looks unconstitutional to him and the court in Texas, he said, the federal court, and he doesn't want to go with funding while he sees this executive overreach on the docket.
Well, I happen to think the president's decisions with respect to immigration reform were both the right policy and also fully constitutional and within the president's powers. But Jim Jordan and others have a right to disagree on that. And their recourse is, number one, through the courts. And as you indicated, the Texas judge made a ruling not on the merits, I should stress, but did stay the president's order so it could go through the court system. You would have thought that Republicans in Congress would see that as the exit ramp, as Senator McCain and others have said. Members of Congress are not members of the judicial branch. Let the judge decide on the constitutionality. And if Republicans in Congress want to weigh in on immigration reform, they should take up an immigration reform bill, a piece of legislation. We had a bill that, had passed the Senate on a bipartisan basis well over a year and a half ago. Speaker Boehner and House Republicans never even allowed us a vote on that bill last year. It's now expired. It's gone away. So Republicans are in control of the Congress. They should step up and, put forward their own immigration reform bill. They haven't done that. And this ploy to shut down the Department of Homeland Security, given the threats that you outlined, and especially in the aftermath of what happened in France and Denmark, is just totally irresponsible. And so, have your debate on immigration reform, but don't, threaten to defund the security of the Department of Homeland Security in the process.
Congressman Van Hollen, Jim Jordan faced the voters here. If I could, let me put some to you. Montgomery, Alabama, Tom is calling. Tom, you're on the air with Congressman Chris Van Hollen.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that Representative Jordan is right. We're at a constitutional crisis in this country, a fork roads, if you will. And the ball is being punted back and forth by President Obama. Congress makes their decisions based on what's constitutional, and that's what's important in this case. What's wrong with 5 million illegal immigrants who have outstayed their visas going back home to Mexico, wherever it is? What's wrong with that?
Tom, thanks for your call. Congressman Van Hollen?
Well, the president, this president, like other presidents, have the authority to enforce the immigration laws in the way that they think makes the best use of our resources. And what the president has said is that we should focus on deporting the felons and not the families, right? If you have a certain amount of resources that are available, we all would want to prioritize in the way that best protects folks in the country. And what the president has said is, let's use our resources to go after and deport those folks who have committed criminal acts. Let's not go after families. Let's not go after young kids who were brought to the United States through no fault of their own. They did not make the decision. And, you know, the caller is free to reach his own legal conclusions. That's what the courts are for. That's what the courts are for. And so now that this case is in the courts, they should let that play out and, again, not threaten to defund the agency of the federal government that's responsible for protecting our borders and responsible for, you know, protecting us from terror attacks on the homeland.
But so far in the courts, it's not the fundamental constitutional issue at play. The judge in Texas, very conservative judge, but he just went after the administrative part of this. You didn't have a long enough comment period on this action. Speak to, never put aside resources for a second, and Tom calls with a constitutional question about executive authority. Here's law, the president's setting aside. He has his reasons, but you hear Tom's concern about executive authority and constitutionality. Why is it okay for the president to do this, in your view, Congressman Van Hollen?
Well, because the president is acting on the precedent and authority that's been well established for presidents to use the resources, use the enforcement discretion in a way to prioritize, in this case, you know, going after the folks who have engaged in criminal conduct. Not to focus on deporting families. And again, you look at past precedent from previous presidents, they've exercised similar authority. And again, people can question the legal authority. The forum for resolving that is in the courts. And, you know, the fact that this particular judge focused on the administrative component may suggest that that the president's decision with respect to the core parts of his executive order are entirely constitutional. But whether that's a question for the courts. And you know, the point is that right now Congress has a responsibility to protect the homeland and make sure that the funding is there for the department that is invested with that responsibility. And again, you know, Senator McCain, Senator Graham, frankly, the two, you know, Republican former secretaries of the Department of Homeland Security, including Tom Ridge, have said that it's absolutely insane for Republicans to be threatening the funding for the agency of government that's responsible for protecting the homeland.
Congressman, we've got you just another minute. One more call, if I may. Rob in Dayton, Ohio. Rob, you're on the air with Chris Van Hollen.
Howdy. My comment is, it seems to me that the presidential executive action is more of a cynical political move because the president and his party had complete control of both houses of party during his first 2 years in office. And if immigration reform was such a high priority, why didn't they use the normal process to pass immigration reform during his first 2 years in office?
Rob, we've got it. Congressman Van Hollen?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the priority for the president in the first 2 years was making sure that we turned around an economy that was sinking at a faster rate than in the Great Depression. I mean, when the president was sworn in, 700,000 Americans were losing their job each month. I'm pleased to see that the recovery is well underway now. I mean, still a lot of work to do, but it's on its way. That was the president's priority, as it should be. But the president supported and endorsed the bipartisan bill that passed the United States Senate over a year and a half ago. And if you want to talk about, you know, democracy and choices being made, it was the decision of the Speaker of the House to refuse to allow us to even vote on it, right? It wasn't as if people had a vote and were held accountable for their vote. He refused to have a vote on a bill that had passed the Senate on a bipartisan basis. We wouldn't even be here talking about this if he had allowed that to come to a vote, because I'm absolutely confident it would have passed overwhelmingly. Just as in the House, if the Speaker today were to bring up a clean bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, I'm absolutely confident it will pass. Every single Democrat in the House has co-sponsored a bill to provide the funding necessary for the Department of Homeland Security to do its job. We're all on board. I'm sure there are enough Republicans in the House who would join us in making sure that we don't threaten security of the American people over this other issue that should be resolved in a different forum, in a different legislative vehicle.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, with us today from Washington. Congressman, thank you very much for your time.
And thank you.
Paul Kane, do you see any light between there, hearing from Jim Jordan and Chris Van Hollen? Is there a way to slip out of this week's big knot?
I really don't see it. You know, if the Senate Republicans had started this process weeks ago of trying to shift attention away from the DHS funding bill and put this separate bill on the floor early, I think you might have been able to get momentum going for that bill. You might have been able to pressure some Senate Democrats to vote for it. It probably would have ended up in a Obama veto, but the political pressure might have all gone there and not onto this fight, which just seems fraught with peril for Republicans.
Alan Gomez, do you see hope in this standoff on the immigration front, or is that now again years away? Talk about punting.
Yeah, I mean, I think any idea of a broad immigration bill, that's we're looking at the next Congress, we're looking at the next president. And looking at just the way they're setting up this fight right now, I mean, just, you know, and Paul's touched on this, the idea that the timing, it's going to take them, it looks like, about at least a week to just get that first bill, to get that first vote on record, whether they're going to halt the president's program, and then they would start the budget process. So, yeah, I don't see, unless there's some major shift in these next couple of days, and from what we've heard from Representative Jordan, it doesn't appear to very likely. I don't see a way out of this either.
Shelley in New Orleans. Shelley, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to reply to what is, I call, the squawk box. I'm screaming out here and glad to have a chance. I just wish that Congressman, not Van Hollen, but the other one, Congressman Jordan, would just stop repeating his talking points, the same thing. They do not have intellectual integrity. We are smarter than that, Mr. Jordan. We can see through it, and it's what he is saying is, and the way he says it and the way he refuses to answer your questions, Tom, to me is representative of everything that's wrong with the Republican Party and why we can't get anything done in this country and why now there's infighting in the own party. And I hope they just take all of the hit for this.
But Shelley, what if he believes that the president's move is unconstitutional and he believes that the step on suspending deportation is wrong?
Well, we have a judge who has just issued a preliminary decision. Let that go through the courts. The fact that he is saying this is unconstitutional seems to me to be very premature, and it's a straw man argument, just like you called him out on when we're talking about funding Department of Homeland Security. I used to work for the U.S. government and was in working overseas when the shutdown of 1995 happened, when President Clinton went to war with, or I should say Newt Gingrich went to war with the president. Mm-hmm. And I had to work and not get paid. And, it builds resentment from people, and I just hope it falls back on these people who tell us this stuff that we can all see through.
Shelley, I appreciate your call. Our time grows short here. Paul Kane, it's got to be tough if you're in the TSA. Many of these screeners at the airports, we've all seen them and interacted with them. These are not highly paid jobs, but they will be asked or required, I guess, to go on working without pay for how long could this go?
Well, in October 2013, it was a 16-day shutdown. That was the entire federal government, and there was a complete cave-in of public support. I don't know how long Republicans would dig in if they do get into a shutdown here. I mean, gosh, we all hate that airport security line. But if you have to go through and deal with TSA that aren't getting paid, well, they might not even they might be really unpleasant to deal with.
Well, I mean, unpleasant, but who can blame them? If people need paychecks, it's not as though they're living large here, a lot of them with giant savings accounts to fall back on, and it's a lot to ask.
They have rent and mortgages just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else. Paul Kane, congressional reporter for The Washington Post, it's been terrific to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
And Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today, joining us from Miami, Florida. Alan, always great to have you here. Thank you so much for your insight today.
Thanks, Tom.
Listeners, you can continue the conversation. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. We'll be watching all week long. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Mm-hmm.